you look at our audit, what's our budget? We spent, in an election year, we spent $260,000. That will be 04. 05 programming expenses audit drops down to $135,000. Audit 06, all the way down to $39,000. So our programming expenses yo-yo from low for $35,000 for $50,000 all the way up for $200,000. We need to get control of our programming costs. I'll just say this about programming. I was listening to the Troy Davis execution. We covered that on local stations. I heard it on Democracy Now. I heard it on KPFA. And we did as, when out of the national office, we sent a reporter. We're spending like $1.2 million on national news, if you include free speech radio news. And we must do a better job of articulating the duplication. That's really clear. From each one of the stations, they're doing their own thing with the news coverage. Democracy Now!, which we pay for too, Free Speech Radio News, which we pay for too, all are doing their own. And we're looking this year to articulate and to coordinate much better than that. But besides, we've got the National News Bureau as well in D.C. So this year, it is critical that we take what is a large sum of money for us, over $1.3 million, $1.4 million, and better articulate how we do programming. Otherwise, we're duplicating one another, and that gets expensive. Free Speech Radio News, expenditures $493,000. We gave them a raise. We can't afford a raise next fiscal. We will have to look, I believe, at Free Speech Radio News' expenditures. And all expenditures have to be looked at, and theirs will as well. I know that's controversial, but... That's a huge sum of money for us, $493,000. We want to work with them to see if we can't better coordinate what they do with other folks and maybe share some of the expenses from some of these news stories and news events so that we get the biggest bang for our buck, or at least have a common calendar we agree to so we know who's going to do what over the year and not have a lot of duplication and sharing resources. But those are huge sums of money for us. And in programming, $1.8 million. That's what it costs. Down through development, which is, of course, the cost of fund drives, cost of premiums. Total that we'll spend this year, $2.2 million. Next year, we're budgeting $2.3 million. It's what it costs to do mail drops, on-air fundraising, mail renewal, any telemarketing if we do it. And there's some money in the cost of premium, what we call marathon expenses, $85,000. So, how does that compare to previous years? Well, $2.2 million this year, last year, $2.2 million, the year before, $1.9. Pretty steady in terms of what it costs us to do development. That sums up some of the major expense items on the expense side compared to other years. Now, to summarize. Then I'm done. Three major points that stations have already realized that they have to reduce staff to make ends meet. That will be WBAI. That will be KPFA. It may include us at the national office as well. We have to control staffing costs. Otherwise, we'll not be able to pay anyway. So, the second point is that even with the revenue that we've booked, it exceeds the revenue that we have, in fact, we'll realize this fiscal. So revenue estimates will likely have to go down. And that will add more, reduce our bottom line of 736. Might get down as low as 5. Absent identifying new sources of revenue. If we have more legal than anticipated, and I'm trying to get some figures from our corporate attorney, if that exceeds our best guesses by $100,000, $150,000, we are at risk for having a budget by August 30th that will have barely $200,000 or $300,000 on the bottom line. God forbid, or deity forbid, or spiritual entity, or whatever you believe in, that's not comfortable. And so So we have to work, and I'm asking everybody at their stations to work at it, because there's enormous pressure for more salary, enormous pressure for more expenditures, because people have worked hard on these drives, and general managers and the boards really feel they have to reward folks. I certainly understand it. The bottom line, though, for Pacifico, through the last 3 or 4 years, we've done very well, 10-15% growth rate. We're not at that point anymore. And we're in a flat expenditure scenario, if not certainly a reduction expenditure scenario. And it's going to be a tough year. I hope that maybe a big gift comes through or some miracle occurs. But right now, we're not seeing any. And it's going to be tough. That's it for me. I'll cheer everybody up. It's just not looking good at this point. Hopefully you have better news than after people go back and have another crack at this.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there questions, comments? Okay, so, you know, you've given us the budget. So you just wanted to talk about the summary budget. So,
I did have a couple of recommendations to see if the committee would entertain a few, one or two of them.
And this concerns the summary budget?
Yeah, for whole FY08.
Okay, let's hear them then.
Well, the one is, I think that, certainly as CFO and the Finance Committee, I think we have to hold the line on salaries where possible. Of course, the LFCs and the stations will have their input. But we have to, right now, as I said, this is what I call a zero-based budget, trying to hold expenditures roughly to the same next year as what they are this year. And that means holding salaries. If there are ethics, I said okay, because that situation is very different than the union contract. But other general managers are in agreement. They're agreeing to hold the salaries. Reducing salaries and positions and by attrition and other methodologies. I think that I would like a recommendation out of the Finance Committee to recommend that in conjunction with the FY08 budget that we not entertain new expenditures for new positions. That would be helpful. Some stations are reducing, but there's pressure from others to add staff. And I'm having to say no, and that we can't afford it. And we have to go with what's affordable, even though people are deserving. And even though in some cases folks have been overlooked, that we not hire on any new permanent staff in FY08 until we can see where it's affordable, that we hold the expenditures to FY07 levels. The third proposal is that the exception that we focus on revenue-producing activity in FY08, because we will have to. In order to anticipate shortfalls in revenue. Well, what hasn't happened is we haven't had a reserve. So when a station's drive does not perform, we don't have, or the station hasn't anticipated. They've put in their budget some sort of contingency for anticipating bad drives. Hopefully they'll need to use. So those three things. Contingency fund, hold the line on new positions, and look to total expenditure levels to FY07 levels. That I could have put it in the form of a motion, but I guess since these aren't the final budget, but that we inform the board that these recommendations will be coming forth with a final budget when that occurs, unless things improve, those will be my recommendations in connection with any final questions. So I would entertain discussion on those points. Hold to FY07 expenditure levels, no new staff hires, and a small contingency fund where it's feasible for stations in case drives do not perform. Seed revenue producing activities so that they can be an offset to any areas where revenues are shorted. Am I disconnected?
No, I hear you.
No, I can hear you, Lonnie.
This is the longest silence ever on any finance committee. I know, it's depressing. But that's the way it's looking now. And each station, of course, is different. But I tell you, some of the legal may upset our apple cart, too. Unanticipated legal for next year.
That's the point that, you know, when we start looking at ways to do this, it's like, well, what has the foundation put in place so that these legal bills will not spiral upward. So, you know, there needs to be something there on that also, some process that's in place. But I wanted to make one comment on your revenue and the donations. You know, I'm happy to see that you did not, or you did not succumb to the fact that people wanted to put in donations at the same level, which is, as you said, which is absolutely, you cannot forecast that type of thing.
Yeah.
Particularly at the same level that you've enjoyed in 2007. So that is good. So, but the other is like, you know, I would just need to, I mean, as a general thing, I mean, I don't even know how many people we're talking about. So it's hard for me to come up with a motion when there's no number there, like you said. But in terms of direction, perhaps we can do like we did finance committee goals. We could say, these are, you know, until, like you said, until the final budget come in, these from the Finance Committee, these are the recommendations or goals for 2008 based on our knowledge of 2007.
That would be most helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, give these folks some guidelines.
Okay, so how do we want to word this? Let's see. These, based on the preliminary budget for 2008, I guess I need to be doing this, huh?
Yes, the Finance Committee recommends.
Terry, on
Terry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to craft motions when Lonnie was talking. I'm not sure I understood him correctly.
Good.
But I can share what I got.
Okay.
Lonnie moves that Pacifica not hire on any new staff in FY08, holding salary expenses to FY07 levels. That Pacifica accumulate a small contingency fund for potential use by stations in case drives do not perform. And that Pacifica focus on revenue-producing activities in FY08.
Yeah, one more would be hold expenditures to FY, total overall expenditures to FY07 level.
Okay. Is there a difference between that and the staff other than not hiring on new staff?
Well, one focuses on staff, one focuses on all other expenditures, too.
Okay. So that Pacifica hold all expenditures in FY08 to FY07 levels.
Yeah, that gives us some guidelines as we try to hammer out the final budget. At least folks will know, you know, what goals and guidelines they should be working with. Right now, people are sort of general managers need some this will help the general managers as they try to hold the line on expenses, and business managers as they try to hold the line on expenses. just to be helpful to them and me and the network.
Okay. Very good.
This is just, it's not binding at this point, but it is point telling the board what we're trying to get done with these FY08 budgets.
Terry on stack?
Sure, Terry.
Okay, if we're going to make progress towards the goal of accumulating a network contingency fund for potential use by individual stations, then it'll have to be in the budget.
Yes, I know. That is on our second look at these FYOA budgets. We will have these guidelines in mind. The other one off the record is, let's say most stations will not be able to budget for a full month, and we'll have to have board waiver on it. And so most of them are eking out barely a half month. That half month is using borrowed money from their savings. So the other one is that it's clear that we won't be able to budget a full month, $1.5 million, 1.1. We won't be able to budget 1.1 as we did this year. But I'm thinking that if we could ask that station's budget a half month, so that would be progress and a tangible guideline that they could use. It would require a waiver from the existing board policy. And permission to use the savings in that fashion.
This is Lavarne. Overall, the direction and setup, this is good, and will be good for the meeting with the operations people. But I think specifically, we definitely need to look at WBAI, and we have to note that this is the overall direction for all of Pacifica, but with WBAI, there's definitely the ongoing shortfall in revenue. So somehow we need to, in this whole list of goals, we need to say something specifically about that. And like you've noted the thing about legal, we need to. I don't know if we're not in this motion, but
I do have a recommendation for WBAI.
Okay.
And that is, I've talked with the folks there in management about it. Their situation is difficult, and they have two or three challenges. One of them is that their summer drive, they've had to knock that number up from their normal goal of 350 or 400,000. They're now going for 500,000 to try to make up some of the shortfall from this year's drive. The second one is that in their budgeting process, they have agreed to put $150,000 in that budget for legal and back expenses that they haven't been able to pay. So it is in their current budget.
When you say back expenses, what are you talking about?
Pardon me? Yeah, they got $150,000 contingency in that budget to handle prior... to handle their back debt.
To whom?
To
the national office?
To the national office and legal.
So who's paying the legal now, the national office?
Yeah, we're fronting, this is past legal, yes. But the answer overall is yes, we're fronting. We front most legal.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. We have to say something about the specific things, about process on legal, about, and then even on programming, because that's where I just want to say that, and Baruti can help us with this, that if you have not made your fund drive in the time that you normally do well, why would you increase your target from 350 to 500 when on the surface it seems unachievable? I mean, not that you can't do it. I hope it happens. But I'm just saying that it doesn't appear that
if you can't make the fund drive during the time that you normally do during the spring fund drive, why would you think that you could do something like this during the summer? I mean, what was their experience last year?
They did 410,000.
They did 410 last year?
Yeah, they have a surprising
this
summer drive, but 500,000 is a new target.
That's true.
Rudy, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like Lonnie said, I mean, it seems that we've exceeded the summer drives historically, so they've put some more in there. But obviously, going forward for next year, as Lonnie's indicated, we're already factored in a staff reduction in recognition of the declining listener support. So, I mean, and the budget review isn't over yet. We have another finance committee meeting coming up on the 1st of August. So we're still looking at the expenses, but already we've worked into the budget a staff reduction that I believe is approximately 3 full-time equivalents, Lonnie. You correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, around 100,000.
Right. That's on the salary, which is going to have an impact on the related fringes and so forth. So we're, you know, there's already a recognition that the support level, you know, to take into consideration the declining support in order to bring the budget, I don't want to say back into balance, but to, you know, address the reduction in listener support.
Okay. And the reductions are not going to take place until FY08?
Right, October 1st.
October 1st, okay.
Right. So we're, but obviously we've got to make the decision soon because what's the amount of time, Lonnie, that people have to be notified? Is it 30 days or something?
I'd like to do 30 days. And you have a union discussion component to that contract.
Right. Can I ask a related to BAI support, Lonnie? I know you said that we were going to piggyback off of there was an idea about piggybacking off of KPFW's, was that 30th anniversary?
Yeah.
Does the budget already include money for KPFA to do something like a simulcast? Is money already in there for them to do that, or that's something that obviously in order for us to be able to broadcast locally what's going on there, they would have to have those money sort of in place. Is that already in their budget? That fund, those fundraising monies, expenditures?
You mean WBAI? You said KPFK, but you mean WBAI participating in that simulcast?
Right, but we can only receive a simulcast if they have the money in order to do a simulcast. Is there money in there for them to do the broadcasting of us of that particular event?
Right now, neither the expense nor the revenue is in there.
Mm-hmm.
So neither one is there. If they decide to do it as a result of this, second review, they put it in there.
Okay.
It depends on what other decisions they want to make. You know, there's other things that are pending in that budget that they have to decide. You know, everything from the fund developer to the IT person. What are you going to do? You know,
mm-hmm.
Those decisions matter in terms of.
So when will they know? Because obviously that impacts what we think we can do in off-air fundraising. When will that be in place?
Well, right now, Indra is there. She's on vacation, so hurry.
Right. No, I don't mean what having us. When will KPFWs make their decision about what they're going to do so that we can determine what we're going to do?
They've made their decision. They're going ahead.
Okay. All right. So no, that's what that's my question. They already have the money in the budget in order to broadcast their fundraising events, which would allow us to simulcast it locally. That's already in their budget.
Yeah, they've got it in their budget for OA.
Oh, okay. Right. That's what I was saying. Okay.
All right.
Yes. Could we entertain a motion to place these recommendations before the board or on the basis of a preliminary draft?
Yes, we can have Terry, are you there? You're going to have to leave shortly, right?
I'll switch phones.
Okay. Do you want to read the motion?
Well, I didn't make any changes since we started talking about WBAI.
Okay.
I have that Pacifica hold all expenditures in FY08 to FY07 levels. That Pacifica not hire on any new staff in FY08, holding salary expenses to FY07 levels. That Pacifica accumulate a small contingency fund for potential use by stations in case drives do not perform. And that Pacifica focus on revenue-producing activities in FY08.
Okay. I'd like to amend to add that Pacifica that the Finance Committee recommends that WBAI's shortfall in revenue pay close attention or to monitor. Continue to monitor WBAI's shortfall in revenue, and also that as an addition. Shortfall in revenue and the the ED and the CFO.
Agreed.
That the ED and CFO continue to monitor
the WBAI revenue shortfall in 2007 and the impact, we could say, and the impact on 2008 and its impact on 2008 revenue.
Well, I'd move that we be a little optimistic and say that the ED and CFO continue to monitor WBAI revenue shortfall or recovery in FY08 and its impact on the network.
Right, and its impact on the 2008 budget.
So, not on the network, on the 2008 budget. Okay, I've got that.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Lonnie, are you agreeable to that addition?
Yes, Chair.
Okay. So the motion we have on the table, I think there's no further discussion. So are there any objections to this motion? Okay,
no.
I heard Jane. I'm sorry, Sandra.
No, I'm not objecting. I think we should move forward. Thank you.
Okay, great. I'm sorry. I was saying that because I was like doing something else. Okay. So there's no objection. So therefore, we will say the motion's on the table. So therefore, the motion carries. Thank you.
I can email that.
That would be great. Because I'm also on.
And now I'm going to switch phones and not be able to take notes.
Okay. All right. Great. So I'll try to actually do real note taking now. Okay, Lonnie, are there other points, questions that you'd like to make about the 2008 budget? Do we want to just re-emphasize our schedule, our timeline, and what we expect to have done over the next?
Yeah, because last year we were pretty much on the same schedule. We're at August 7th, and two LSDs not meeting until the 7th, the 6th, and the 7th. I presumably, get the budgets on the 8th or 9th, and we on finance, I would then, need a week to compile, but also a week to get back to any LSP or general manager. But that's a tight schedule again, and it's August, and people are on vacations, and I guess the only thing we can emphasize is how important it is to keep to the schedule.
Okay. We need to send the schedule out again.
Is unable to agree on a budget. I think one year what we ended up doing is taking that budget to, we took two budgets, as I recall, WBI, to the PNB and had a discussion about it at that point between two different budgets. I'm asking, is that something that, I'm saying, what if we don't have finished budgets? So an LSB simply refuses to approve a budget, which did happen. Is it going to be our procedure to take it as is to the PNV?
Well, you know, it seems like an operational issue between the ED and the ED CFO and the general manager.
Okay, we'll handle it that way.
Okay. All right, and so what we want to do is make sure that the operations people have this calendar, and this will be we'll put this on the agenda for the whatever date that is, Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll do that, Lonnie?
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay. Okay. Shall we? As Sandra said, we can move the agenda. Okay. So are there other points you'd like to make, Lonnie, for 2008 preliminary budget?
I know.
Okay. So the next item on the agenda was the station build-back policy. And do we want to – is Dave still on the line? Adelson, are you there?
Well, it was Terry's motion, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. Terry, can you discuss this at this time?
I'm wanting to know if Lonnie had a chance to develop any policy around buildbacks for inclusion in the draft Pacifica Financial Policies Manual.
I apologize, Terry. You did mention it. Yeah, I can do that. Let me put it on the calendar for yes, I will do that. I flipped my calendar, but I will do that.
It might also be something to be discussed at the operations meeting.
Yes, I was going to say that too.
That's it for the item then, I think.
So you will be at the operations meeting, is that correct, Terry?
If you send me information, I might be, because it's an LA meeting.
Right. Can we do that, Lonnie? Make sure that Terry and everyone in LA and any other treasurer who can make it to LA?
I'll send it to Terry. I'll send it to the treasurer. How's that?
Okay, please.
That's good.
Okay. So is there any other discussion on stations? Shall we move forward? Okay, on the Financial Policies and Procedures Manual, anyone want to give a brief summary? Terry, can you give a brief summary on our discussion and our meeting where we did get quorum?
Well, that was in the minutes of the joint meeting.
Okay, but can you just...
We got about half through.
Okay. So what he said is that we went through, what happened is that Nia Bediako and I chaired the meeting where we had quorum, and in terms of quorum, we had to make the audit committee's quorum. So, of course, their members are like, I guess, three people, so they're like 15, whereas the finance committee, of course, we have 11. And what we did is we went through the audit committee. I believe it's their primary responsibility to really review this document and to work with Lonnie to make sure that we get it out. They had, and their meetings, they had actually done this as part of their process, as part of their meetings. Whereas in finance, we are addressing other things in addition to trying to look at the finance committee. So what we did, the people who were there on the call, we gave our input and suggestions as we went through the manual. And based on a lot of the suggestions that we had, plus the prior ones from the audit committee, Lonnie sent out a revised document. So at this point, I think we wanted to meet again to finish that task up, but it's been difficult because of basically people have other commitments or there are other things that are taking up time, particularly in the summer. So exactly, they were supposed to meet, I believe, last night. So I'm not sure if they made quorum last night, but we will continue to try to go through this. And so, Lonnie, what is your expectation or timeline in terms of this procedures manual? What were you trying to do in terms of the PNB meeting next week? Or did you have any goals for that meeting as far as
No, I thought we might give them an update, but have apprise them of the fact we would like to have the manual be on the agenda for the September 13th, September board meeting and approve it along with the budget.
Okay, so we're, so then the finance and audit, then as committees, we need to definitely set up a date for next month after the P&B meeting to get back on board with this.
Yeah, if we could.
Okay. So again, you know, I when we did get together, I really, you know, it really went well because there were two separate committees and working together. So I think it worked really well, and I really appreciated, you know, the participation from both finance and from audit. Okay, are there any other points on the procedures manual? Okay, we've talked about the operations meeting, the next item. So are there any other points you'd like to make, Lonnie, as far as the operations meeting? The action items that we have is that you will inform the treasurers, and all treasurers are invited. At this point, we are not, it's not budgeted that treasurers from other stations that Pacifica cannot take care of the cost, but you're invited. And Terry, since it's an LA, Terry definitely is there, so we definitely would like you to attend. Our operations would definitely like you to attend. Okay,
yeah,
and
emailed the one out one as late as today.
Okay. And we have talked about action items that we want on. We want it for a draft policy on station build back policy. Yeah. We had the other item was what's that?
Headcount.
Very good, Lonnie. Thank you. And
Terry.
Sure, Terry, go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of remember that the operations meeting was going to try to roll out the 18-month forecast or something. I know KPFK has already started that. I don't know if other stations have.
Yeah, two other stations have done it. The others have not. But I think we ought to add these budget motions to the OC meeting.
Yes.
Good time to do it with the general managers there.
Yes, very good. So when you send that, Terry, then I should just send that out. Lonnie, when you send out the things to the operations group, can you just include me so I'll know what the distribution list is?
I will do that. And I'm using the finance call-in number, by the way.
Okay. Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, for that time period.
Okay, very good. So any correspondence, just include me and the treasurers. Well, in fact, the whole finance committee.
I'll send out a copy of what I sent out to them today.
Okay, because the directors, those who will be there, perhaps can attend. Now, I fly down Thursday morning, so I'll be there for the 4 p.m. meeting. Okay. Are there any other points about the operations meeting?
I just wanted to clarify, did I understand Lonnie to say that he's using the finance committee call-in number for that operations meeting on Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay, so like I had stated before, I won't be able to be there in person, but if possible, I will try to call in for that meeting.
Okay, very good.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. Are there other points we need to make? Okay, and we've included the 18-month budgeting. Okay, the next item is new business. Are there items that we'd like to bring up at this time? Yes.
It's Baruti.
Yes, Baruti.
I don't know if we could have an in-depth discussion about this, but I would like to get find out survey or put forth some recommendations, because one of the challenges that we're facing locally in terms of preparing our budget is that our business manager is not has taken a position that she's not going to attend our finance committee meetings. So that's a challenge for us. I would like to put forth a policy at some point addressing this particular. So I don't know if we have time to discuss. It's kind of late now, I know, but I would like for us to have a discussion as to, you know, what kind of expectation that treasurers and LSB can expect. Expectations in terms of support
right.
from management in terms of us performing our responsibilities.
I can sort of speak to that. In Houston, our general manager compelled the business manager to be a member of the local finance committee, as they did the development director to be a member of the elections committee. So, I mean, there was like a counterpart for every paid position. There's a committee that they are expected to participate in on the local level. And that came from the general manager, so you might try addressing that with the general manager and let the general manager pass that down, that the business manager is expected to be a part of the finance committee on the local level.
Okay, can we give the – well, from KPFA, when we get into our – the treasurer, Brian, is a staff employee, so – therefore, he's there at the station, and he's working with Lois the whole time. And when we get into the planning or budgeting cycle, Lois is there at all the meetings, and also in terms of any meetings that we have at the station in terms of explaining the budget or getting LSB members there to explain and to talk about what's going on. So she's an integral part all the time of the planning process, and which is the time that we basically need her, so that's when she. But she's available all the time, so there is no issue at all with Lois in terms of her position at KPFA and being either part or supporting the finance committee. But that's kind of unique with us. I mean, in terms of the person because Lois is a very strong person, or her skills are very strong in terms and person as far as finance. So. Yeah, the way we operate is just perfect. So, do we have other comments from other stations?
Terry.
Yes, Terry.
At KPFK, we have kind of a compromise. Unless he's sick, the business manager attends the first hour of every finance committee meeting.
Okay, the fourth station is PFW. Thomas, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, so how do you guys work with your business manager?
We do it through Ron. He gives us a report if he chooses to do so about what the business manager is doing.
So the business manager does not attend finance committee meetings. And does the treasurer work with the business manager?
The business manager participates in the finance committee meetings, yeah.
Okay, so the business manager attends finance committee meetings?
Right.
Okay, and so as far as the budget for this year, you have a budget, you're saying, but your next LSB meeting isn't until the second week in August. But
we're working on the budget. We have
working on the budget now? Okay. Lonnie, did you get an expectation or time from Ron Pinchback in terms of when you would expect the budget?
Before Lonnie answers that, LaVon, can I just put one more thing in?
Please.
About the business manager. I'm sorry, Lonnie.
Yeah.
Our business manager said that this is not part of her job description. And that,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and basically she's not coming back to any more of our meetings. So we have a problem.
Wow.
Well, we could do a three-way, Baruti. Me, you, and Andrew. She's away on vacation still.
Right, she's away. I mean, the IGM has indicated, but I mean, she hasn't been in town she wasn't in town for the last meeting, so we don't know what the results of his imploring her to come to the meeting, what it's gonna result in. But that's where we are at this point.
Okay, so there, like you're saying, there's definitely an issue, and you want this to be part of the operations meeting to discuss this in terms of what the practice is throughout the network?
I think we amongst ourselves, before we deal with manage it, I think we need to define what our expectations are from them, and then we can, you know, kind of work our way down.
Houston.
Okay, Sandra, please.
Might be stretching a bit here, but and you might not be able to do anything about the fact that this person is already the business manager and it's not in their job description, but maybe a motion is called for here to make attending finance committee meetings on the local level as part of their job description, or at least a report, or at least to make themselves available to the members of the finance committee should they have questions. I mean, it's very difficult if you can't have the business manager there to answer questions or to help guide the finance committee in what's needed and what's not. It makes sense to me that should be part of their job description, and we can't go backwards, but we could maybe make a motion, or the operations committee or somebody could put forth a motion that be included in the job descriptions from now on. Just a thought.
I second that motion.
Okay, so how would you like to proceed with this, Baruti, Sandra? Because, again, with KPFA, I think that what we're doing is working perfectly. So I don't want to compel the business manager to attend the finance committee meetings. But the point that Sandra had made about the availability and working with, and, you know, as this, well, see, we could direct this to the GM, and the GM can make the work, was the one who should make it happen, directly to the business manager.
That's what happened in Houston, and our GM, you know, did not have a problem with it, and neither did our business manager that I'm aware of. Of course, they did rearrange our finance committee meetings locally to occur during her working hours.
Right, yeah.
Which made it difficult for some members to attend, but I still keep apprised of what's going on through the emails and through calling treasurer and the other members of the finance committee to find out what all transpired. But there's got to be a workable solution, because the business manager is a vital part of what goes on with finance. And
if
not available, then that kind of leaves that station out of the loop.
Right. See, and our business manager said she wouldn't attend a meeting if it was held during business hours.
Well, I think your business manager,
because it's not part of her job.
A little bit of encouragement, or maybe just a friendly reminder as to why she's there, or he's there, or whatever.
Just to let you
just
know.
Just a friendly thought.
So how should we proceed with this? Should this be a topic for the operations meeting? You know, since we're discussing budgeting, so we should discuss roles for the general manager.
Makes sense to me.
I would make a motion that the general managers be directed to encourage or direct their business managers to be available to the local finance committees if they cannot actively participate in at least one meeting a month.
I'd even suggested that the business manager start later. You know, in other words, we could accommodate if management, the GM, would say, well, listen, you can start at 11 on the days that there's meetings, because we know you're going to have to work, you know, something like that.
Right, the flex time.
Right, flex time, exactly.
There's lots of way to work around it, and I mean, people have to be willing to participate, though. I mean, for somebody to say they're not willing to participate, then what are they doing here?
Okay, so how do we want to move forward with this motion?
I think we ought to use the strongly encourage at this point.
Okay.
And then finalize the language with the GMs in the room.
Yeah, my thought is just to put it out there during that operations meeting for the general managers to know that it's important on the national level for the finance committee and on the local level for the finance committees to have access and to have the business managers participate in what's going on. I hate to say it, but it's common sense.
Okay, so where are we now with the motion, and how do we want to proceed? We want to go ahead with the motion as a motion, and rather than present it to the P&B, just present it at the operations meeting, and then have them, if there's any amendment to the motion, and then we can take it to the P&B or bring it back to finance. Or Lonnie, did I hear you say something?
Well, let's start with the OC. Let's put on the agenda for the OC, and then if we need to, we can always take it to the P&B.
Okay. Okay, great. So we have the motion. Oh, I have to do this. Terry can't do it. Sorry, I wasn't writing. Okay. Can we, do you have that, Sandra? Or can you repeat that?
Let me get to my computer and try to write it down and email it to you.
Okay, so that would be great. Okay. And does that, is there further discussion? Does that make the points that you want to make, Baruti?
No, that was the only issue.
Okay. I mean, in terms of the motion, that's what you want.
The National Finance Committee strongly urges the GM to direct the, is that what it is? Direct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To facilitate cooperation between.
to make a friendly request, did they participate?
Okay.
You're getting too gentle now.
I like strongly urge and direct. I don't know how we can pass
okay.
friendly requests.
Well, we don't want to offend anybody. God forbid.
Okay. Are there other new business items?
There's one thing worth mentioning. This is Terry.
Please, Terry.
I mentioned a while back.
Yes.
The idea of raising the annual membership rate to $30, and treasurers are supposed to get a pyramid of contributions report from membership. I haven't done it yet, but this is a reminder to other treasurers to do so, so we can just start discussing that proposal.
Okay, because my recommendation is that we should reduce the rate, I've tried to make it up to the station because Brian and I were supposed to take an action item to talk with Chris on this, so hopefully I can get that done next week. Okay, right. So pyramid of contributions. From MEMSIS. Okay. Are there other action items? I'm sorry, new business? Okay, so Sandra, you want to send the motion and or should we just go ahead and
I'm typing away here.
Okay.
Whereas each station's business managers are an integral part of finance, that each general manager strongly encourage each station's business manager to make themselves available and or participate in local finance committee meetings.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on that? Are there any objections to this motion? Okay, so moved. Thank you, and you'll just send that, and I'll do that, and that's my little project, ongoing project. And then we will have that as we will take the motion to the OC on Thursday, next Thursday. Okay.
Then if we may be reconsidering the text of this motion, based on the operations group recommendations,
yes.
Then I'd like to give notice now of a motion to amend the motion previously adopted.
Okay.
All right.
That way we only need a majority vote to amend it.
Okay, cool. Okay, let me just write that.
You can beat it.
To amend. Motion. Okay. Are there any other points of discussion? Okay. Lonnie, are there any other points you'd like to make? Any other committee members? Okay, then Sandra will send the motion. The motion has been approved, and Terry's noticed that there's a notice to amend the motion as approved. All right. Are there any other comments, points? I would like to thank everyone for being here. And the next meeting, I think the regular meeting is the 23rd, and I will see or talk to everyone on next Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. I'm so moved.
Good night.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night.